I think in general what we were trying to impress that day was that with the amount of flooding that we're getting, the amount of heavy rain, the amount of storms, that I think organisations like the OPW, like the ESB, like Irish Water, need to be proactive, you know, in this area and take preventative measures rather than being reactive afterwards, because we saw all the damage that was done during that particular time. So they have agreed in this particular case anyway to contact OPW and hopefully we can avoid this happening again. I suppose it is a bit worrying for people if the water comes into the gardens and close to your house, and something needs to be done about it. So that's what hopefully the next steps will be for OPW, to examine the river and see what can be done there.
Councillor, would you like to see some greater collaboration between those major parties, just in the sense of that in terms of the flooding this time, it seems like the damage was quite minor, although still damage was done. And as you're highlighting, yes, it seems there's going to be more storms in the future as well. And this is something that we need to be ready for going forward.
Well, what we've seen over the last couple of years are more storms, and there are more predicted. And whether that's due to climate change or not, I don't know. But we're actually getting more storms than usual. And the other area where there needs to be considerable collaboration is between Coolshed, private forestry companies, and the ESB, because we had people in my own area that were left out without power for 5 days. So, you know, when there are trees falling down on lines, and there's a lot of difficulty, and although the crews were doing their best, it took a long time to get that sorted. So I think preventative measures, where there are forests, particularly the ones that have been planted for a long time, where there may not be sufficient setback from power lines, then now I know the ESB are Coolshed are saying that's the responsibility of the ESB, but I would say that some of these forestries were planted before the setback regulations came into being. So in all of those areas, now that we do know that these things are happening, collaboration needs to take place and preventative measures put in place where possible. I know you can't prevent every eventuality in a storm, but I think much more could be done, and particularly in relation to Irish Water as well, with having generators hooked up at the major centres, and also maybe some mobile generators that can be used, because this time when the ESB went down, in certain areas water is pumped up, particularly from the older group schemes that have now been taken over, and water is pumped up. So once the pump goes out, then obviously the people have no water. So I think there's a lot of areas that collaboration could take place.